It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Well, 2011, that was quite a year. Let's take a day to catch our breath and look back at what mattered. Probably the most memorable single event in tech happened October 5th, when Steve Jobs of Apple Computer died. A lot of people recalled his 2005 Stanford commencement address.
Death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new.
Jobs' death wasn't the only story this year. We've asked some of our regular guests about the big events of 2011.
I'm Jonathan Zittrain. I'm a professor of law and computer science at Harvard University and a co-founder of its Berkman Center for Internet and Society. The top tech story of 2011 has to be the internet kill switch in Egypt. It came, I think, as a surprise to almost all of the digerati that an entire state, an entire country, would dare to try to throw the hypothetical large Frankenstein switch to just shut down internet across the land. And the impact, I think, that that shutdown had on the Arab Spring and everything else that followed is probably difficult to estimate and also difficult to underestimate.
I'm Chester Wisniewski with Sophos. The top security story, I think, this year that most people are aware of were all these data breaches that occurred at companies like Sony and many healthcare organizations and hospitals. Literally hundreds of millions of people were impacted by these data breaches, and I think that's raised awareness about how much information we have stored out in the cloud.
The top tech story of 2011 was a transformative deal between Verizon and the cable guys to divide up the wireless and the wired infrastructure worlds. On December 2nd, Time Warner and Bright House and Comcast made a deal with Verizon to sell the spectrum that the cable guys had to Verizon, and then to have Verizon and the cable guys work together on marketing. They agreed not to compete, but to co-market their services. We've got a natural monopoly in wireless, natural monopoly in cable, and they're not competing with each other. They're two separate worlds. This is the moment when Verizon gets wireless, cable gets the wired connections, and the consumer gets squeezed. I'm Susan Crawford, a visiting professor at the Harvard Law School and Harvard's Kennedy School.
My name is Dana Boyd. I'm a senior researcher at Microsoft Research and a research assistant professor at New York University. The top stories in 2011 all focused on the ways in which technology could be seen as the savior. In the early half of 2011, the focus was on the Arab Spring and the opportunities that technology brought to the potential of democracy. And in the latter half of 2011, the focus was on things like Steve Jobs and the idea that he could actually affect the economy and that technology would be the savior of our contemporary economy. We swing over and over again between utopian rhetorics and dystopian rhetorics around technology. And 2011, for better or worse, was definitely a utopian year.
As for me, I was fascinated by the grief after Steve Jobs died. People gathering in vigil at Apple stores, leaving apples with one bite missing behind in tribute to the logo. To the logo. And I don't think that's entirely about Jobs or even about Apple. It's a sign that more than ever before, technology is not just something people use. It's something that people feel and something that people are. Thanks for being with us this year. We'll see you next year. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.